Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Minigame, a podcast about video game stories and why we love them. I'm Michael Ferris. I've talked a lot about video game stories on this podcast, but less about why I love them. Video games have been a large part of my life for nearly two decades. With the recent release of the Mass Effect Trilogy Remaster, I want to do something a little different with this episode. Instead of just talking about the story and characters of Mass Effect, I want to talk about my story with Mass Effect, and how the story and characters can affect the true lives of so many fans. My Mass Effect story started in the summer of 2008. I had just barely graduated high school and found myself mostly adrift in life. Most people I knew were either going to college, working, or hanging out with some of the more popular kids at school. I made an attempt at college at Shawnee State University in Southern Ohio, majoring in environmental engineering, and the culture shock plus the overwhelming coursework caused me to drop out and return home, much to the dismay of my family. I spent most of my time playing video games. And one day I went to my local GameStop and picked up a used copy of Mass Effect. Having been a fan of BioWare's previous games, the KOTOR series and Jade Empire, as well as loving anything to do with space, I was pretty pumped to play. I popped the disc into my Xbox 360, and the Vigil theme starts playing on the start menu. I can't really explain why, but I just started crying. Perhaps it's because the Vigil theme has a mix of both somber and comforting motifs, but it just affected me in ways music in a game never had before. Playing through the game offered a similar experience. Moments of heroism are counterbalanced by moments of defeat. The grand opulence of the Citadel is paired with the fact that its existence is built upon the ruins of the Protheans, a long-dead civilization. You spend a good portion of the game building both in-game and parasocial relationships with the characters, but they don't always get along and sometimes you need to fight them. Similar to how in times of personal transition, you may end up butting heads with some of your real friends. I may be giving the game a little too much credit, but Mass Effect's moments of heroism, in addition to these parasocial relationships that you build with the characters, really helped me pull out of this depressive state I was in at the time. Eventually, I got a job, went to a community college, and improved myself, at least a little bit. Mass Effect 3 had a similar arc for me. I waited outside of Best Buy for the midnight release, along with about 50 other fans. We were all pumped and hyped. We talked with each other about our favorite characters, quests, worlds, and what the story meant to us. I walked out with my PC copy and rushed home to install it. When it finished installing, though, I couldn't bring myself to hit the play button. It felt like finishing the game meant saying goodbye forever. Saying goodbye to the worlds and characters that meant so much to me over the course of two games, 100 plus hours of game time, and about 6 years. And so Mass Effect 3 sat on my shelf until the summer of 2017. In some ways, I was back to where I started. Depressed, living alone, and with the new presidential administration, I was semi-panicking all the time. I needed a comforting antidote. I needed Mass Effect again. And so I started another playthrough of the entire trilogy, including, for the first time, Mass Effect 3. I've talked about on the show about Mass Effect 3's Citadel DLC, and the way I felt about it is a microcosm about how I felt about the whole game. Yes, it was saying goodbye to the characters, but sometimes you need to say goodbye in order to move forward. Mass Effect releases for me have become synonymous with major changes in my life. Even the remaster came out on the same day that I moved out of my best friend's house. And although I said goodbye to Mass Effect back in 2017, I know that Mass Effect will always be with me. And that is my Mass Effect story. Thank you very much for listening. This is the first episode in a series in which I explore why certain games affect players in unique ways, and I want to hear from you. Email minigamepodcast@gmail.com with your story about how a video game story has affected you, and you might end up being on the show. Executive producer of the Lore Party Podcast Network is Abu Zafar. Minigame is written and produced by Michael Ferris. Original music for Minigame is composed by Lawrence Kelly. Subscribe to Minigame and all the other Lore Party podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Follow Minigame on Twitter @MinigamePodcast and visit our website at loreparty.com. Thank you very much for listening.